Gave up on the speaker.
I forgot. Oh, is that it? It's off, right? You call me? Do you want to show this your acknowledge dialog?
Yes.
On the acknowledge dialog?
Oh, I didn't get an update yet. But they called me back.
He's coming on the other person's out. No,
He's the best. It's not really
recording?
It's all right. It's all right. Cool. Thanks. The amount of time there's no clear picture, Yara. Have to investigate. It's just not to draw the picture, Yara. It's just time to wait. Which
Who's got
right.
this phone?
What are we talking to you about? They had like,
you
the car,
you just said it doesn't
the
stop.
guy manipulated the miles, right?
You need that. You just said it
He's
doesn't
hiding
stop.
something.
Everybody, come last again, shit.
Come on.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Second, I don't hear anybody. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, okay, there you go. All right, Shalom Aleichem. So, no, it's hard to hear another Chabura right after Chabura. Zang Suf Beis, right? You gave
Yeah,
us
but
a
it was a
base.
different type. It was more like a blot share to explain a shver different shulchanara. You
Right.
said you could have a lot of lemaisa, so it's very, very different.
Okay. Yeah, I went through David Oven and Grammy, right? Went through David Oven again. David Oven and Grammy. Okay, so this is going to be Halacha L'maaseh, Bezras Hashem. Before, I wanted to go through a little bit of case Halacha L'maaseh that came up. We talked, I had experience with some cases in Sif Gimel and Dalet. But I first wanted to, what I wanted to add two cases that were more negay, even in Sif Beis, just very quick, because when I thought they're important to finish up these two things. One is this was actually a story we had in Beis Din where someone came in. There was a playgroup Moro with one of the parents, where a parent pulled out of the playgroup, and the Moro came in with a contract that said very clearly that his parent signed, and she makes all of her parents sign that it says that if you pull out in the middle of the year, no matter what case is, you are obligated to pay full tuition for an entire year. And she came in, and this was amongst other different things that they had fees on, but this is one of the nekudas that we had there. And the shaila was that contract binding? Was it mechayev her to pay full because she signed that? No, even though, you know, if she pulls out, she's going to pay full schiris an entire year, entire tuition. So the question here is that we had the Kveger brings down the Rajba, right? Kveger and Sif Beis brings down the Tshuvas HaRajba. The Tshuvas HaRajba had this story, which we mentioned 2 weeks ago, where a guy, there was a Rebbe, and he had Talmidim, and the Rebbe pulled, one of the kids pulled out. And Amaisa, the Rebbe found a different Talmud in the middle. And the Shaila was, could he say, the one that pulled out, say that my replacement was there, right? That was the shadow of the end. We said that doesn't work because the Rebbe had a right to add on. There was another question there, was is that they happened to have agreed that they wrote there in that contract where they made up, is that it was mafurish that they made up that even if he finds a replacement, it doesn't matter. So the shadow over here is like here. So
Did she find a replacement in this case?
so that's the shadow. This was the shadow. So the Mora was claiming that I don't care. Lamaisa, you wrote in the contract that you're mechayev yourself to pay full tuition. So even if you find a replacement, it's not my business. You tell me there's replacements out there. Okay, maybe yeah, maybe not. It's not my achrayus. The reason why I wrote this contract was he had to write is that I don't want to have to be responsible. You'll tell me, you'll show me this person, that person. I don't want to have to go now and start checking out new kids. You know, I have a very selected playgroup. I'm not interested in going to have find different replacements. I wrote this contract, you signed it, that if you pull out, you're obligated to push him for the full year. So the Shai is, she right or wrong? So the answer is that she's wrong. Well, Feige brings down the Shulis HaRashba, it says like this, that even if you master mitchivo, that if you're choizer, you're going to have to pay, and that's the only thing that you're right, you're going to have to pay. We say that that wine is Litfugia Milsa, it's coming to add one thing. It's coming to add one thing. One thing it adds. So by a Rebbe, where by a Rebbe, the Feige said, where the Shulis HaRashba there says, there is no ingin of poil bottle by a Rebbe. The Rebbe's teaching, his class goes for 100. People are sitting there, students are sitting there, they're listening to the class. So there's no real ingin of poil bottle b'chlal by a Rebbe. Because once he's teaching, he can teach to many. Mashenkin in a case where in a city where there's a playgroup, where there's an ingin of poil bottle, so then we say that the fact that she was master, that she pulls out, after became you're going to be chayav full tuition for the full year, that could just mean that you're chayav kipoil bottle. In other words, the hoisofa that she added doesn't say exactly what. It just says, I'm adding something, that if you pull out, you're chayav for full tuition. So we say that it's only moisif, just as much as exactly what you write. Now, since in the playgroup, every child, it makes a big difference in the playgroup. Every child makes a difference. So there definitely would be, if you could pull out, even if we have to pay the schirus, it would be only the poil bottle. So we say she was master on poil bottle, and that she'll have to pay poil bottle, more than poil bottle, the full schirus, the full term for the whole year. But it doesn't say, it doesn't discuss what happens if I find a replacement. Find a replacement is api aloch. If I find a replacement, I'm not achroi. So who said that the contracts mechayiv me to pay full tuition even if there's a replacement?
It says in the first, you said it said it in the first in the contract that even if you find another person,
no, it didn't say that. It said that if she pulls out, this was the problem. If it said in the contract that if she pulls out, if they pull out, the parent pulls out, they chayiv in the tuition for the full year. Now this Mora thought that wine is enough to get all the parents on, number one, poil bottle, and number two is that they can't find a replacement. That doesn't work. It only works is that you can only take as much as it says. You add it in that you mechayv yourself with the wish for the full year, fine. So we say that comes to add on more than poil bottle. But
we know. What's that? Rebbeinu want to ask you a few questions. Rebbe Saki wants to ask a question.
If you know that she doesn't know what poil bottle is, you still say that that's what the contract meant.
Yeah, because what can you do? That's what the contract says. Which I don't even think she's even meant to say she doesn't know. Meisel, when you have a contract and you have to take exactly what it says. You can't have people, the Rashba says that if someone signed something and they claim they didn't understand what it meant, and those they don't know what, they're not Nemo. If you write something.
Can you back up a second? If this Mora wanted to write the contract in the way that she really wanted, so that it should be enforceable to the degree that she wanted, that the parent would have to pay a full tuition, what should the contract have said?
So it should have said explicitly that even if you find a replacement, and then for that you would have to add on an asmachta clause. Because that's really an asmachta. The parent would be mechayiv himself, which could be even poil bottles an asmachta. And this is one of the things in the dinter that we discussed also, was that really even mechayiv yourself one in poil bottle, that's also a little bit of an asmachta. Because, you know, why should I be mechayiv myself into the yoisim and adin? So if you want to, whatever you want to write, anytime you're going to be mechayev someone above the normal obligation, that goes into an asmachta, and you must put in the asmachta clause. It saves him asmachta. You put in like asmachta, you made a king of Bez Nechoshim, however that works. When you learn asmachta, we'll go through it. But if you don't put in that asmachta clause, anytime someone's mechayev themselves, say some adin, usually they're out.
One second. Can I just ask an amaratzis of Shiloh? Even though this contract is enforceable in secular court, as in a thing, we would still claim asmacht on this.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It wasn't written to be, and even if it's second court, doesn't matter. If you write mechayv yourself in something that's an asmacht, it doesn't matter. It's an asmacht. I'll be the entire year.
Okay.
What's the point battle over here? Well, 50% of the tuition, how does that work? Because it's not like it's going to be point battle. Well, how does that work?
Oh, you want to know what the point battle would be here?
You have to figure out. Lemaisa, if the Mora has 10 children and only 9 show up because one's sick, Lemaisa, her day is easier. There's no
right. Right. Every kid is a parishion.
If you have one of your kids is not home by supper, it's nice. The box is a little more
off. 100%. That's right. One. That's 100%. Every single kid adds a lot to the story. What? Sorry, I can't hear. What did we
say about why did we bring the Talmidei Rashba in the beginning? What was that necessary for?
No, McVeigh brings this Rashba. I'm telling you, I'm basically saying over true of the Gilliam McVeigh and his base. The Gilliam McVeigh says what I said, that if you write in Russian, that you're trying to include two things. So the Rashba had this. The Rashba was talking about a Rebbe where the Rebbe Taka wrote that even if I add on, you still chayef to pay. That was the case in the Rashba, which McVeigh brings down. McVeigh wanted to say, and McVeigh says that this Rashba will only apply only by a Rebbe where there's no poya bottle. However, if it would be by a different type of umnis where there would be poya bottle, then even if the person would write that he's chayef no matter what, it wouldn't include in a replacement. Vegas says this often. It's often in the Vegas. Book in the Gillian on the base.
Because a Rebbe also, it's not the same thing, having 9 kids in the class and then having 10.
Especially yeah, okay.
The one is a great right, with the fire.
I hear, but, you're right. So I think
the Rashba by the Mora.
I know.
She needs to work anyway. She needs to show up at the same time. She's going to go home at the same time.
Right. Okay. Mother? I hear. So you want to know today, would you say that another Talmud it doesn't take away from Pah? I think today would be right. We're talking about back then. You had the Shtekin over there. He sat down like a lemon in the class and the Rebbe talked and didn't behave. He got a slap and that was it. I don't know. I'm not sure exactly. Could be today. There would be Pah Bata by a Rebbe in the yeshiva. But yeshiva, this would be all separate.
Yeah, also.
I think neither is a Pah Bata. That's a Rashba. You need to go to work at the same time. Okay, it's a little easier. No, it could be an easy kid who just did in the corner. You need to get to work at the same time. You work the same thing. You do the same thing.
That's no. You're saying the opposite. You're saying it's very little. You're saying it's exactly. Worth very little.
I'm telling that you should apply the Rashba over here and say that here there's no pole battle either.
Oh.
Reb Dov said such a svar when he spoke over here for the community. It seemed like he was more noita. That on a playgroup more there may not be pile bottle because he felt it wasn't such a big difference.
By a Rebbe, you a playgroup.
By a playgroup.
By a playgroup? Okay.
He's not such a smart. I don't know if he's mamish held it, but that's a wonderful. But one thing, it's a game, very again. In every school tuition contract, it says that if your child is kicked out of the school in the middle of the year, you are still responsible for the full tuition. So according to what the Rebbe is saying, it comes out that that's an asmachta and you are not high. Is that correct?
Well, it's different. I mean, because you didn't write an asmach.
I have one chronos.
I'm not sure. One second. Then you mechayv yourself. You wrote a contract. You mechayv yourself the whole tashlumin, the whole tuition. First of all, a school might be a mechiro. I don't know if a school is a schiras poyim.
Why is it different than a playbook mower?
A playgroup row is a serious playroom. A school, you're buying services. You're not really hiring anybody. Okay, that would be a whole different track. I'm not sure about the school that's considered a masmachta. Something tells me not. I don't know. I don't know. I'm not sure right now. I have to look into that. I don't think that a school would be considered a masmachta. By a school, first of all, it was us. It's called Smocha both ways.
Oh, that's your story. If not, I have done.
You threw my kid in.
I hear. Okay, I don't know. I have to think about that. I hear. That's a good point. I don't know. I got to get back to you on that. I hear. By playgroup, I remember this. We added the entire. We down to this asmachta with it. I hear. Okay, I hear. Okay, let's move to the next shayla. The next shaila is like this. This is very shchiach we have, where a lot of times you go to a doctor. One second, sorry. Yeah, a lot of times you walk into a doctor's office and you have this sign and it says that you cancel the appointment after 24 hours, you're respond, you're chayv for a certain fee. So the shaila is this really, are you really chayv this fee or not? So, you know, what's this chayvus of this fee? So, kepshuto, this chayvus of this
fee. If they don't show up, what would
yeah,
the story?
Yeah, it says if you cancel an appointment within 24 hours, with less than 24 hours, you have to pay a certain fee. A lot of them, most doctors have this. And they hang a sign, they tell you, if you want to cancel an appointment, ask me within 24 hours. Not in 24 hours, you have to pay a certain amount. So, are you really chayv to the dentist? You go to a dentist, you go to a doctor's office. So the shayla is, are you really chayv in this knas or this whatever this payment? So let's go through. Let's see. So l'chayru, if you go through sif shungamid gimel sif beis over there, we're talking about if you hire somebody and you hire the poyo and you mavato your chayz on the poyo when yesterday was able to find work and today can't find work, right? So the aloch is just your chayz on him. So you chayv either me dinah de gami, like the Rishonim, the whole chayv of dinah gami, or you chayv as the love, depending on the Rishonim, right? That's the machlokes Rishonim, the machlokes apoyskin, how we paskin, if it's chayv as gami or the love. So chayv should be totally, that's chayv, what it should be totally. And this Rabbi Yosef Afrati has a sefer, Yisa Yosef. He brings down that this shay was actually asked to Liyashi, and Liyashi paskin based on Shin Lamed Gimel, said based, that your mechuy, he would be mechuyev to pay. However, he writes there that Elod Rabbeinu Zatzal, who was moisif there, he said, however, you have to make sure that there's such a sign in the offices, because if not, before the guy hires you, you know, before you go to the doctor, you go to the dentist, whatever it is, if you don't have this sign, then we would assume that since a lot of places don't have this rule, so then the understanding is that if I'm coming to you, I ask you to be my doctor, my dentist, whatever it is that it's a daita d'hochi that I'm not going to have such a fee. That you're going to be moichel on that. And if I decide to cancel, listen, it happens many times. You cancel. Well, if you're oinus, it's poshut that you're potter. Shungam the gimel sif beis, if you're oinus, you're potter, right? Even garmi udova oven, no matter what, by oinus, you're potter, no matter what. If the guy has an appointment and he had to give something came up, he can't make it, you're potter. So for sure, you don't have to pay that fee if you're oinus. You're the shaila is, if you're an oinus, whatever it is, you decide it's better for you. So the riyash is saying that if you don't have a sign. What?
What's the shaila? Why is not Pashir Yichai? What's the midah here?
Why shouldn't you be Potter?
Why shouldn't you be Chai? What's the midah? It sounds like a classic.
Oh, so because they're claiming that since you canceled the appointment, they could have filled the slot.
Wait, but don't they have to prove that they had someone
that slot?
The patient's claim you could have.
Don't they have to prove that they had someone that wanted to
slot? Yeah, so they're saying, that's what they're saying. They're saying that if you cancel an appointment less than 24 hours, we can't fill the slot. That's what they say. What?
Don't they have to prove that someone wanted that slot? That they had someone call?
Okay, so do they have to prove it? So you should have to prove it. So let's handle this for a second.
There is a window that Mistam, you can't fill a slot. There
okay.
Is a time frame.
Right. So that's why they make this fee.
You couldn't find a job, it's a week. Because you can't find jobs in a week. That's the standard.
So they give a 24-hour, they give a 24-hour period, which whether it makes sense or not, they decide 24 hours, if you cancel, we'll be able to fill it. Now we can fill it. That's like, well, I guess that's what their assumption is.
Let Bezdin decide what sounds right. If they require Bezdin, what the other decide, what seems reasonable.
Oh, right. Okay. Right. So this is this is what we're going to handle right now. So does this make sense? So I'm saying that Rabbi Yashiv had this tshuva, and he was asked, and it sounds like in Rabbi Yashiv's tshuva.
I want to know before it's not. Why is that guy? That puts a shrine on top.
Why is it a This is a tenaya over here, so it's regardless. It's a kosher. Okay. You're telling me you're done at night, or Yashu says only we need to sign up just to make sure we are not anointed. And if I'm not tonight anyway, it's because they probably will finish that tonight of calling to this doctor. It's not what's a shrine. I mean, you don't need to prove that somebody else is going to fill out the slot. That's it.
Well, I can't say what he's saying. He's saying that what? What kind of ischayas could there be? How could there be ischayas? What, we made a kinyan? We didn't make any kinyan.
It's a regular skinner's pile. I mean, you're backing out after a point where I can't get another job. It's
like right. So,
you agree to new conditions. So what would that be?
When you send, you know, they give you those 100 papers when you, the first time you go, maybe it says over there, also that.
I hear. That would be interesting, but that's if you would hire a doctor officially. He's official, your doctor, he's hired for the year. But we don't do that. Even when you sign those papers, first of all, you didn't sign the papers this time. You didn't go. You go to the doctor, you go time by each time by time.
Not every time you went.
You agree that every time you're going to go to the doctor, but it's not far. Because every time you go to the doctor is a new Sechiras pilot.
What
you hear it from then is so you know their term. So
what? Did you hire them?
I didn't hire them today for 2004 every time I get sick. Every time I have to close a new Sechiras pilot. So you know that.
100%.
So what?
100%.
Well, yeah.
You make the appointment, you click, and you accept the call. That we made back in September, that every single time you want to call to this doctor, that's how it's going to work. Otherwise, we won't take you in.
So what?
Well, it applies to every single time.
You're not arguing because you signed that. Why is that binding?
Because we made a star. You signed on me. That's a kinyan.
I made a denial that every time you come to the share with the group, you're going to pay $5. What obligates you to pay that? Nothing.
We made a kinyan? Of course.
There's no kinyan here. Not a kinyan. There's no kinyan.
They signed on it?
Yeah, the signature's not a kinyan.
So then it's garnish.
So what? The star is nothing. What'd you do? No. No schaivus of anything.
Why is there not going to be a star? You make a schiras poilin. You're going to make a schiras poilin. I'm not hiring you for the whole year. You're not becoming my official doctor. You're not my hard doctor.
I didn't hire you. I was your first
doctor. Why not every time somebody makes an appointment at a dentist and whatever? Because my dentist charges $50 if you don't, right? Same policy. So every time I come and say I have an appointment, why is that not considered a star of some sort? I'm saying it's an assistant.
Fine. When you hire him, you're only hiring him when you go there and you sign that pay. Right then, you're hiring him. But until you go there, you didn't hire him.
But on the phone, when I make the appointment on the phone.
No, that's nothing. That's nothing. What is that? You make an appointment. That's not
that's verbal agreement. That's verbal agreement to do a contract.
Yeah, it's our scumble, but it's not a contract. It's not a contract. You're not making a contract over the phone.
If you're entered into a system and then
it's a schedule.
Why is that not a contract?
What are you entering into the system?
You're now in the patient.
I know, but I don't think you're hiring the guy then, right?
I think that's the whole point.
No, they're just putting you in for your time.
Not open for you, and you're promising to come fill this and build it. They're promising to open a slot for you. Why?
That's true. That's every time I hire a player before we make a king. As chol smoch, we promise each other. I'm hiring you. You're working for me. That's a regular opmach. That's kodem ascholos moach without any kinyan. So what is that? That's sif beis. That's shin gamed gimel sif beis. And then we have halachas. That governs these cases. Now it depends. If you lost the slot, so you chayv. You didn't lose, you're not chayv. It should be. That's what it is.
So then it's really just the leverage thing. In other words, we're saying we're not going to treat you the next time if you don't pay $50.
Right, but well, so that's the question.
We're not going to come ask you for your $50.
Well, no, sometimes they do. They have your credit card on the file, and what happens if these trials come up? The guy comes, I have to pay the thing. The doctor wants to charge me. I have to pay. Can I tell them no? So this is Mamash Shailas. I'm telling you, the Riyashiv had this story. It sounds like in a Riyashiv story, the guy proved, it sounds like that he proved. He cook it up, and then Sefer Yisa Yosef, Chelik Vav. He has an Evan Ezechash Mishpatim. And it sounds like that over there, the case was understood that he was mafsid. So he was chayim. The Rashi was mechayim. But so I want to discuss this for a minute. So now it happens to be the Minchas Pitim in Shingam Begim over there on that Sif Beis. The Minchas Pitim says very clearly that the whole din of Sif Beis should only apply to a poyel, not to a kabbalah. Because a poyel, he's meshuba to a time. So when you're meshuba to a time, so if you took me for this time slot, then what? Then I can't work if I push somebody off. That guy's pushed off during that time slot. However, a kabbalah, so you cannot never lose anything. Because why should you lose something? If let's say you have your doctor, your family doctor, or your dentist, you're not going somewhere else. So if the guy calls up and he says, sorry, today there's no appointment, you'll wait till tomorrow, or you'll wait till the next day. And sometimes you wait a week, sometimes a month you have to wait for a dentist. Well, Maisa, you're not going anywhere. So Zokten Mechas Pitim, and the Mechas Pitim, who else is it? Mechas Pitim, the...
No, that's not necessarily true. A doctor who has a lot of clients, how do you call them? Patients. A lot of patients. And he usually fills up all the slots. The day that I went to work for 8 hours and for 1 hour I didn't work, I lost money. It's a reality. I cannot fill up the slot in 2 minutes. And then I lost the money and then 2 weeks and a day. And people are going to keep on getting.
We're all saying to Svara that for Maisa, this guy that was turned down, he's not going anywhere else. He's just taking an appointment a week later.
Okay, then it's outside. When saying pashtus, if you have a family dentist or family doctor, you're not going anywhere. That's the pashtus. Yeah. Now, it's true. I do have to admit that today we have a lot of these things called urgent cares. They're opening up all over the place over there. Every other box is urgent care and economy. And when you're dealing with a strep culture or a little whatever, these little small things, you just pop up the urgent care, you call your doctor's not available, goodbye. You're going to the urgent care and economy. So I'm just saying we have to put everything in perspective. That's when there's a kabbalah is going on. And then speak to the mishpat and the whatever, the other poskim, they're busy saying that a kabbalah should not have, the whole Sif Beis doesn't apply to a kabbalah. So we have to make sure that it comes out. We have to make sure, well, before they charge you this fee, we have to see what we're talking about over here. What was the person? Is he coming to the doctor? You know, you need yeshiva's bezdin pretty much to decide.
Why would Sif Beis not apply to a kabbalah? I don't understand why the kabbalah can't still make the person have a nezek. The person can still have hefsed because of, like, what does it have to do with the fact that I'm still having a hefsed? This kabbalah is causing me a hefsed.
No, that's what I'm saying. A kabbalah may not, the pashtus of a kabbalah is not causing a hefsed.
It's not a hefset on your work. It's a hefset on the other job that I'm losing. I know I'm not.
No, you're not losing the other job. I'm saying you're not losing the other job.
Oh, everyone's a family. Everyone's going to you. You're never going to have someone go to another place.
Oh, so that's what I'm. No, so that's in economic. If you're going to have I'm just saying, pointing out like this. If you're going to have by the urgent cares, where you take one, you go here, you don't like it, or whatever. Even a young doctor. You don't want to. You're not going to your own doctor for a strep culture every single time, right? There's no reason for it. You have to wait. What's the point of waiting, right? So then you're right. Then it could be your mouth to the doctor. However, but derech klal in a lot of scenarios will come out where you're not causing any hefsed.
But he has first time clients that maybe it's their first time coming.
Okay, fine. So what my point? The point that I'm making is that these fees cannot be 100% acceptable across the board. You can't walk into the office and they tell you your cancellation fee, you're going to pay $50. It's not so simple. That's what I'm just saying. I'm saying it's not so simple. Of course, you're going to have cases where there will be hefsed. But then, Lecher, you have to prove it. You have to prove it. Now, I just want to add one more thing now. Now, why me, boy, if you're going to Tam of Garmi, if the Chivas is based Tam Garmi, so for sure you have to prove it. You want to say I caused you a hezek? Prove it. If you go with this far of Dova Avud, so Davav, we said over like the last time from the Ritvo that if the probability is that it's a Davav, that's enough to charge for Davav. But then even then, it has to be the probability is that way. But if you go to Chivas Avz Garmi, so prove I caused you a loss. Until you prove I caused you a loss, I'm Mitzvah L'Raya. And we said last time that the Poskim, the way they Paskin, is that it's a fake of the Dina. What's the Chiv? It's Davav or Garmi. So then goodbye. You know, prove me, you doctor's office, prove me you had a loss. If you had a loss, I'll come pay. Another point I want to bring out is that you should make an afkamin if it's going to Azdal Avad Garmi is that this fee, what's this $50 fee, whatever it is, it's just like it's a number out of the hat. You know, really, if it would be Az Garmi, so you hive the entire loss. Let's say it was a big appointment. I don't know, it was a, you could have raised a lot of money there from insurance over there, all different types of things they charge for. So if it would be Al Tachiv Az Garmi, so your khari should be charged, you know, you could charge the entire appointment. But if the Tachiv is Al Zdav Avod, so then also, however, what's the side of Avod? Either it falls out to Arvis or it's Kibu Aleh and the Mordech. I'm going to get Bez Hashem, we're going to get into these fours later on when we get into Dov, when we get into Dov Avod. But we should have done it earlier. But what this Dov Avod is, Dov Avod is it's a Kibu Aleh, it's a Chonas Chachamim, or it's out to Arvis. So then we say that what they will makabal on themselves, that's what you're makabaling, that's what you're makabal. So now that these doctors go ahead and they put in the window, it's a $50 fee. So now it comes out that it's a tremendous nafkamina between Chiv Garmi or Dov Avod. If the Chiv is as Garmi, so you have the full appointment technically. But if the Chiv is as Dov Avod, so now the Kibul Aleihem is only going to be whatever that fee is, because that's what you're making up with me. You're making up with me is that I could cancel in 24 hours, but I'm going to charge you only a $50 fee. So that means also I'm parted for the rest of the whole loss, the whole Shinlam and Gimel says Bays, you patted me from. So, okay, if you patted me from it, so then that's the Kibbalah lane. I put a sign on
my house. You smash this window, you owe me $250.
What?
I put a sign on my house, meaning if I agree, if I theoretically make agree or I'm mited to everybody, or anybody that it's relevant to, that if you break a window on my house, it's $250, even though it'll cost $1,500.
Okay.
They have fancy hurricane.
Oh. Tadiyah Mazik Gama.
I'm Moide to the Mazik. So, Mechila, what's an afkamina of Garmin?
Because they're saying Mechila has to take place after the Hezek. There is a Mazik Gama, right? And now the question is, am I being Moichel you the Hezek? So after you punch the window in, and then you come over to me, hey, you punch the window, and I say, you know what, I'm Moichel. Okay, fine. You can't be Moichel before the Hezek happens, right?
Really?
How can you make a Mechila? No, how can you be Moichel before that? I'm saying here, Dov Avod is a whole different thing. Dov Avod, I'm saying, is that you showing the whole.
How do I sign a waiver? If you mess up during the surgery, I'm Moichel.
A waiver is for insurance. It's for insurance, for male practice. It's not, who says it doesn't really work in Alocho. I'm saying, first of all, Alocho, who says you could, whatever. In Alocho, you can't sue anyways, Batson. Only reason why you can sue, whatever the reasons, you got to go to insurance, whatever, as far as that's a whole sigib if now, Toy. And in those laws, going through insurance, we file that whatever the SFARs are. So then you're bound to those laws also. And if you sign the waiver, there's no insurance. But that's insurance is not the, you know, going through insurance, Lavidafka works like the Aloha, even though it really does. But the whole thing is a Dina Machos, whatever, however it works. It's not much a tremendous signal for that, how these things work. Why are you allowed to go to insurance? That's go to whatever, for male practice or car insurance, whatever you want. It's a Sugya Arucha. Well, I'm sorry.
Isn't all that people should be calling on the season? What? I can't hear. The Mechaz Pitim Svara, that there's no taina of the Rav by Kabo.
Right.
Well, isn't that the whole Nesivis and Sifes? Nesivis wants a taina that everything is Mechaz to the Rav by Kabo.
The Nesivis, right. The Nesivis really goes both ways. Right. We just spoke out in the Chaburu last time. The Nesivis takes his base and throws it out both ways. That if you could find poyim afterwards, it doesn't help, right? The Nesivis is true. The Nesivis also holds like that, right? Very, it's true. I didn't say the Nesivis. The Nesivis really is going the other direction. That's it. He's saying that even if I'm a choizah on a kabon, and then I he's going where you choizah on the kabon, and the kabon finds more work. So the mechaba says you potter. So the Nesivis, why you potter? He could take both jobs. What does it help to find a replacement? I could have taken your job that you were chayzer on me, plus the new job that's coming. So how is that a replacement for me? That's a nesivis as far. But it's true. It's a koshke. It's true. It's a koshke. The nesivis is a koshke. In the chanami, nesivis is the same thing. Right. So if you go...
Mount Saifalev already brings down the concept of Kablan in our sugya. So the pasuk of the Ramah is going to continue with Kablan. No,
yeah.
We're only talking about Apoel Asakir.
So it's kind of it's a big hiddush to be making that side face is only
right.
Like that.
Everyone's chayuk on that in the sivis. They everyone's chayuk. They're all the gdolach, all the chlachrenim are chayuk on that in the sivis because that in the sivis is going the other direction. They all are arguing. And Mike explained the last chabur because it, you can't do both things at the same time. So lavadafke, it's you know. But in this way, they're not, in this way, into saying that there was a loss of garmi or dov avod, that the mechaspitim that they're masking for. But the other direction, that if you find me replacement for me to pattern myself, and you'll say, I'm going to say, if I find other work, if not, now you found it, whatever, you found me, it might be different. But if the Kabban finds more work on his own, and so he says, so what's the problem? Now you have other work. So then they held that as a replacement, all the poskim. And the reason is because now in this slot, you didn't have work. If I was hired out to you, right, I would be working for you. But now that I'm choizer, so now you could get in, work in the same slot. So that's why they held against the Nesivis, that's considered a replacement. That was just for what Mechaspitim and the Tihudov, they are going to the Nesivis over there. But in this way, they're all masking. This way, they all say it on their own. Is that how could you say there's a loss? There's no loss. Go grab the job. Take every job you can get. If you're a doctor, you book every appointment you can. Not today, tomorrow, the next day. A dentist, whatever, in 2 weeks, months, whatever you want. In the Khanami, it's true. So now it's true. It will come out. At times there will be absent. But it's a lech of ruin that there was absent.
Is it a time of the Derek Cloud going forward?
I'm sorry?
I mean, how would they know if there was someone they're gonna have to remember? Is it a time of, well, let's say a restaurant? A lot of these restaurants have the same content. If you make a reservation by the restaurant, they take a holding fee. And they say that if you cancel your reservation within
those I hear that I hear much more. Because the guy wants to go to a restaurant that day. He's not coming tomorrow. He's saying, if you fill up the restaurant, if it's filled up, I reserve the table for you. The pashtus is that, okay, listen, if it's an empty night, you're not mechuyev to pay in a chanami. If you walk into that restaurant that night and you see that it's not full, you tell the guy, Zagazon, what I owe you the money for. I didn't cause you any loss. But and what's mechuyev? There's a kinyan. What do you do? You made a phone call, you made a reservation. There's a kinyan. No kinyan. So what's behind it? Nothing.
They took money.
He bought the restaurant.
They take money. In order to make a reservation, you have to put down $40 ahead. And this Viren, who just to be fast, will put down in two restaurants because they're not sure where the family's going to want to go. So they're paying for 10 people $40 ahead in two restaurants.
I hear. But I don't know if he's going to pay it. If the restaurant's not filled, you don't pay it. I'm not saying, listen, you're going to get yourself into problems.
Up front.
What? I hear. So you're giving it. What are you going
to
do?
It make a difference, the fact that the restaurant owner told me only about 50% of the people show up for the reservation. So maybe it's ungenommen that they're not coming. Does that make a difference?
And what do you mean? That's what, the mahalach is that only 50% show up?
Yeah.
Only so then how can you hide it? I don't know.
No, I mean, listen.
You want to work out a way.
No, the restaurant is full because people come without reservations. But the standards are that in a high end restaurant, they have to do reservations.
Right.
He told me himself, the owner. He said, if you really want a seat, don't reserve. Just walk in and I'll get you a seat.
Yeah. Okay. So in those cases, that can make sense. That and they fill up, right?
Yeah.
So there's a real loss. So I don't understand. So in that case, you turn down a guy that was going to spend $200, right? So if you chayv out garmi, so maybe you should be chayv $200.
Right.
So then that's where it comes in. It's funny that they're giving this one fee. They'd be nice to you, technically. If you go with garmi. To go to your side of
the it's because sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. That's
the
point. that's the word, and that's why it's an agreement. The question is, Livni Mishura Satin. Let's assume, okay, there's no Kinyan, and there's no Chiyuv. I came to a restaurant, and it was taka half empty. Livni Mishura Satin, I made a commitment. I said, I'm making the reservation with a
commission. Yeah. So it's Tarumis and Mechos Shamanu. You'll have Tarumis and Mechos Shamanu. But first of all, a restaurant is a whole different story. A restaurant is a mekach. It's not a tzchiras poilim. It's not a tzchiras poilim at all. A restaurant is a regular mekach. I didn't buy anything because I know you had penny. There's still mechusar amana. There's still mechusar amana in the mekach, right? There's mechusar amana. And the Ksoi says in Simon Reish Aleph that there will be tarumis even by a mekach also. The tarumis that's by poilim, you'll have. It's an interesting size. But the Ksoi says there that if there's a din of mechusar amana, there's going to be tarumis also automatically. It brings a raya from the Gemara. So it could be, it's true that over there would be nice thing about the tarumis. Well, Mephiasin, you might, if you're being choiser where, but it can't be, but if you're choiser by trade tari, then there's no problem. If something happened, anything changed in your life that you didn't know about before, so that's trade tari, so then there's no mechus amon and there's no tarumis either. So then there wouldn't be even if the mershers had been to give him. You have to know. If you just...
Well, there's no smart to say by a high-end restaurant you're actually hiring service, you're paying for the ambiance, the waitering.
No, that's the restaurant. He's selling that to you. The owner of the restaurant is selling you food, waitering service. He's selling you the rights to sit in this place. That's what he's selling. There is no what he called. There's no serious plan going on. You're not hiring anybody.
Garmi, but you'll have Garmi.
Yeah. Yes, yeah, so you'll have Garmi, but Garmi bonus is Potter.
It means what?
Garmi bonus is Potter.
Only if you're Inus.
If you're Inus. Yeah. If you're Inus, yeah. If you're Inus, true, you'll have Garmi. It's true, you'll have Garmi, that's true, 100%. And if you don't have Inus, you'll be in the Khanami, you should be Khan Vas Garmi. Well, but then, so it comes out, 1 second, so it comes out already. Comes out by a restaurant where there's Chivas Vas Garmi, I have the full amount. Forget about the fee, the cancellation fee.
I have no clue what all the guys
are. I know. And the Konami, they're pottering you.
Wow.
That would be scary.
What?
That would be scary. You're not going to pay a whole, you don't know what the next guy was going to order. You may have ordered $1,000 and you're in for the.
Except that it's nice, they're asking to potter.
Better to order from Ratzvi.
Why do we look at a restaurant bikwa like Sirius Poilin? Why don't we look at it as buying merchandise?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's what you're doing. 100%.
But the Gami, what did the Rav? The Gami. Because the Rav done with Sirius Poilin. Gami, you still have.
That's what true. The average.
As I say, how did the restaurant prove that they would have actually lost it? Could he say that every night this week I was booked solid? Is that
what?
Is it a tie enough if the owner of the restaurant says every single night this whole week, aside from that one night that you canceled, I was booked solid? Is that a riot that night you would have been booked solid? There's no way to prove it because what happens?
If that's the Matthias, everyone knows if it's true or not. You walk in there, you see every normal during the week, you see it's always packed. It's safe to assume that I'm saying people, if people get turned down, right? People call for reservations, they get turned down, so sorry, it's full.
But I'm saying it's not as like even when you go online, they don't even allow you to make a reservation because they're booked.
Right.
So you have no idea what happened because there's no register of those people that went online.
No, as I'm saying, there's no real chiv of the garmi to pay the price that you caused him to have said because he's masking to take that cancellation fee.
Right.
So he patters you. He's pattering you. So you don't really have to worry about it.
One other spar in this whole thing.
Can
you say that reservations is itself a service that you pay for? And it's not just a engaging in spirit. I want to hire you. Like if the doctor is a chashuva thing, the person who worked for 10 years and then to just be able to get that tar. And so now he's saying, you want to reserve my time. It costs a certain amount of money. And Echanami, if you cancel before 48 hours, I'm moiful on that reservation. Look at it that way.
Yeah, you want to create the fact that I'm masking, I'm charging for the fact that I'm masking to hold the slot for you.
Yeah. I mean, maybe that's not true. Maybe that's, for my sense, not how people look at it.
I wouldn't think so. I think that's I mean...
I can hear by a restaurant doing yeshiva week.
That was coming.
You want to know that. And our attrition is not that way. So when I say come tomorrow and there's no contract, that's it. But Shkaya.
Right.
But that it's mamish, you know, like an office and they have to reserve the spot.
I'm dealing with yeshivas over here now. This is the Masifta season in Lakewood.
Right. So then
you know you to say you even have a faher by this yeshiva. It's a great big thing for you. You know, you got a faher. Have a slot for a faher. You're not getting it anyways. What?
Did they pay money for the faher?
No. I'm just saying that ear I could hear it. You know. Listen, at least I got a faher by this yeshiva. I knew I'm not getting it anyways. It makes a difference.
They're putting out a lot of resumes these days that I got to find out by this issue.
That's right. One of my kids, he was very happy. At least he got a fair by him. Crazy situation going on here. It's just starting now. Sorry for 1 second. Sorry.
Picking people that are waiting by the front door. And the people there were the booking people.
What do you think? The lowest person.
Should we start a new thing now? Should we start a new thing now? Or?
Yeah, sure. Whoever has to leave, we'll leave.
Okay. This is a story. This happened to Bezdin over here. This happened to. What?
I'll cop a story.
Yeah, it's a good story. So we had here someone hired a contractor, top notch contractor. And he was very excited about it. And you know, yeah, that this contractor is a very good name. Famous person, a very good contractor. And the problem was is that the Balabas had a friend that was also into construction. So what was happening was is like that, you know, everything that this big Hoshva contractor was doing, he was always questioning him based on his, you know, good advice from a good friend sometimes, you know what I mean? Some good friend over there was giving good advice. And he kept on questioning, why this? Why this price? Why it takes so long? He's driving the guy crazy. But finally, after a while, after a lot of questioning on different things, see, he sent the guy a text and it said, listen, you know, if you want, you could just take your good friend of yours that's giving you such wonderful advice, you can let him finish off the job. Now, that was the text. Now, this guy, he was taka, very happy about the Balabas. He was very happy to let him go. Why? Because, you know, he was listening to his friend, and his friend was telling him that you don't got to spend so much money here, not so much money over there, and he was very happy. Now, really, the contractor, he didn't really mean to say. What he was doing was he was, you know, letting out his steam. He says, you know what? You know, I'm the best here in town, but you know what? You want you keep on asking me too many questions. Let your guy finish the job. So Maisa, what happened was this talk happened. And he went and he stopped it, you know. He went ahead and he hired this other guy. He didn't hire his friend, he hired someone else. He went and he hired a different contractor that he heard is a lot cheaper and everything like that, and he hired him. And so then, you know, after a while, the original contractor realized that he's no longer on the job. So he sent Hazmana, what's going on? You backed out of me. You backed out of me, what's going on? So he says, what? I backed out of you? What do you mean? You told me I could go use someone else. I says, Mufurish in the text, they go use somebody else. So... So this was one of the shaylos that were amongst other shaylos that came to the dinner. So this thing itself. So I just talk about, it's a good story, this interesting story. But now let's talk about this one thing for a second. There's a Kesefa Kotrim in Siv Gimel. The Kesefa Kotrim is a very interesting thing. I don't know where he's coming from, but he says that when a poel is chayzer on a barabas, the barabas has a chiyuv to meidi him. Once, you know, if you're chayzer, you're not coming back. He says he has a chiv to let him know that. And he says, if there's going to be any sechsuchim, it's kedai to be ma'amid eidim. And if it's a dova, it's very nochot, he needs to get someone right away. So then he needs to, maybe it's kedai be'noyu be'natzmo, he has all discussion there. So according to the Kesef HaKotrim, it sounds like you need a hasro. I don't know where he's coming from. But it sounds like he holds min ad-din, that when a poros choyzer, or whatever, balbos or poros choyzer, you need hasro. You have to speak out clearly that you should know this is the end. So the Pesach HaKotrim brings it down. Bad story, he doesn't know where he's coming from. There's a safe mishpat, a player in that says, he wonders, he says, what would be the shear? What, you know, what's the shear for this? Well, how long could you allow the Chazar to continue? How long could this fight continue before someone has the right to move on? So in this case, it was not an issue. And the reason why it was not an issue is because there's a true Shah and Khel based that says like this. That this is if it would be, if I tell you I'm being Chazar. However, if I tell you ahead to hire somebody else, then you're smashed. Why? Because even if I'm not Chazar, but you told me to hire someone else. You told me in your text, it says, Mufurish, go hire someone else. Now, if I'm hiring someone else, that means you're telling me to spend money. So it's Leich Vani Ovi Acherecha, which is a Sif in Simon Yodalad, Shechonoich, why I tell you to spend money to come after me, to go to Bezdin, to go wherever it is for Schoyer. So I'm Chai, the Chiv Alzgarmi. So it will come out, even if the guy didn't mean to be Choyzer, let's say he didn't mean to be Choyzer. Let's say that Allah is like the Kesef HaKotrim, that you need Asra. But Lamaise would not be in the game in this case. Because once you told me, you gave me the green light, you told me clear that I could hire somebody. So then he would be chayiv. The contractor himself would be chayiv for the other poil that I'm hiring. So it's worthless to come work. You want to both work, no problem. You'll pay the other one. So it wouldn't be in the game. That's why in my case it wasn't the game.
Can't tie it with sarcasm? You can't tie it. I never meant the whole thing.
No, there's no sarcasm in the text.
Elmaisa, what could you do? You sent the text that I understood that meant that you gave me the rights to move on. So, you know, what am I supposed to do? So that's why in this case it wasn't on the game. Okay, yeah. All right, there's more. To go back to? All right.
We have to go. Okay, very good. Shkoyach, thank you very much.
Okay, Shkoyach.
Can I have a quick Shaila?
Yeah.
Next. In 2 weeks, it's going to be very, very schwach because the kids are off from school the whole week. So maybe you'll give it a chabura next week again. Continue where you were. We need to work on this more.
Okay, but and where is Dalam holding? I just want to know where. What?
Sif Hey is long and hard.
Very long and hard, right. So I'm saying, so this coming week, we're continuing Sif Hey, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe we'll pick up for, let's say, Tuesday, Wednesday, let's say, of next week.
Okay.
Thursday next week. We'll make up for next Wednesday. We'll have another shiur. Continue.
Next Wednesday, Chabur. Okay. Fine. Perfect.
Very good.
Okay. What's the
shiur? Yeah. In regard to the Shiara, Lotagar,
right.
If you have a scenario where someone bought a car, And he showed it not to Sroli Israeli car expert. He showed it to someone that knows Mitzias that this and this year, this miles equals this and this price. Someone that knows that, but he's not a mechanic, he doesn't know cars.
Well, he didn't look at what was going on in the car, you mean?
Well, you know, based on the mileage that the car said, 50,000 miles, whatever the year was, it's worth $20,000. Fine, and fine, it goes on. Then one day he happens to be with a friend that knows cars, and he looks at the car. He says, "This car is not 50,000 miles. Just look at it. He drives by Srilis. It's got to have 100,000 miles. Just because an Uman could look at a car, it just looks more used." So he wants to go back and claim he was overcharged. So first of all, let's assume it's not considered a mom. Maybe it is, but let's assume it's not a mom because it still works. It's just more mileage, so he overpaid. So let's assume it's an Aino Shaila, which I don't even know if it is, but do we say it's considered that he showed it to a Tagar, or do we say he never showed it to Sroli? But the point of the Shaila is that the Meicher was hiding it from him. He manipulated the mileage and he taka changed it.
Right. Yeah, so, there's no Kedesh Sharon there. No, there's no way for him to know. There's no way for him
Had he showed it to a tagger in the car industry, let's say every car seller would have happened right away, something wrong. Every car guy. But the guy that knows pricing in the Maso Mata, and he doesn't know cars, but he knows the price industry. So based on what the paper said it had 50,000 miles. So Hitaka gave him the correct price. But maybe the Nitfa will claim that's not kosher on Tatagar, because any car dealer that you would actually show it to would have chopped that there's gotta be something wrong.
That doesn't fly. I don't think that every car dealer is gonna would chop these things. If he's first of all, that's a core. It was core Mekach toys. I would think it's core Mekach. He purposely sold the car as a certain amount of miles, and it's not that. That's a Mekach toys. I don't think it's even.
In the office.
What?
It's like rice in the office. Even though the car works perfectly, there's nothing wrong with it.
No, but you told me it's a certain amount of miles. You tell me specifically it has a certain amount of miles on it. So then, right? I bought it. It's like. You told me beforeish. I know. I hear you told me beforeish that it has this amount of miles, and what it was really how many more?
It was really 100,000 miles, not 50. But it worked perfect. Because Mavish, the buyer had no complaints. He's just complains now that he overpaid. He overpaid paid double the price.
He's not. I mean, he doesn't even have a problem. I don't know. I would be choshed that it's a toy just because when you tell me one thing, you tell me this is this and it's something else. So Royce and Goffis is we're buying chitin and this is chitin. When you tell me something specific, one thing and something else, I'm not saying for sure. I'm just saying I will hear why it's mech. And also when the gay kadesh yaro, it has to be something that every standard guy would be able to chop. But if it's something that takes an extra dosage of looking and looking into it, then I don't know if that's, and especially is he hit it. You hit something that you're not supposed to be able to see. I'm not paskening. I hate a shayla, but we'd be noted that it wouldn't be a problem for the shayla in such a case. No. But then he has to get on the case right now.
Right. And maybe even if it is, let's say the dying would decide that you did not do your Kadesh Yara and it's too late. Maybe we could say fine, but I'm a onus. Maybe you could claim minus because you hid it from me. I had no way to know. Your mama's
that's what I'm saying. If you hold it, so then it wouldn't go into Kadesh Yara because I can't check this out. But the story that you're saying is that Kadesh Yara is given for something that I could check out this thing. But if you hit something, you made it impossible to check out, how could it be Kadesh Yara? Right, that's the story that you're saying. You're saying the Kadesh Yara should not apply here because what I needed to look for was hidden. And that
But every person in that industry would have copped it, but people that just know numbers and couriers wouldn't cop it.
I hear. Yeah, that's the truth.
If that would be the Matthias, I don't know.
If that would be the Matthias. But it sounds like it's... How much more is it?
The story was actually... This is my marshal. The story was with the business. Somebody bought a business. And he was showed all the financials. And after the first season, it wasn't making money. Now they showed it to an accountant that knows numbers to see if based on the financials it's stock worth, I don't know the number, $100,000. And okay, yes, it is. But then when it wasn't making money, they had to dig deeper and they went to a guy in the industry and he's like, it does make sense they sold so much. And then they thought that this number is being manipulated. That's really what happened. So they showed it to someone that doesn't know anything about the industry, but he knows numbers. But then they figured out after not making money that there must have been manipulated. So the seller was hiding of something that maybe everybody in the industry would have hopped. Like, you can't sell so much. It's just, no one does it. It can't be. It's too much of a red flag. So Shailiz is showing to the accountant, was that considered a tagar? Or no, you should have shown it to someone in the industry. Or maybe I'm not clear to hire an investigator.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean an investigator.
That sounds to me like a toys.
Okay.
Sounds very much like a toys. Sounds like a geschmack in the entire. I don't know.
It's a true case going on right now.
Okay. Doesn't sound good. I'm not, you know. Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, yeah, no problem. Okay, call it about 12.